The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 16 of Ms. and Mrs. Yes, it has returned. I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled. And this episode, oh my god, this episode.
All about the baby proofing.
All about the baby proofing to the point that it is Ms. Proof. So.
Yeah, Ms. Proof. That's a thing. That's a phrase.
That's a phrase. Ms. If Ms. is going to do anything, he's going to overdo anything. Because that's what you do in the Mizanin household. I've learned this.
Yeah.
So, what leads to this whole conversation is Monroe is at the age where she's getting ready to crawl. So, but she hasn't crawled yet, but she's getting up on all fours and she's kind of starting to rock and she's starting to figure out that, you know, maybe if I move something, I can get going, but she's not quite there yet. And Miz is eager to get her going, like eager to get her crawling because he wants to see it. He doesn't want to miss it because we find out he's getting ready to go on a 2-week European tour, and then they're going to go to Evolution, the all women's pay-per-view. So this puts this in the fall of last year, for sure, based on the dates. Mm-hmm. And so Miz really, really, really wants to be there to see her very first crawl. It's very important to him that he sees this.
Yeah, it's a big to-do. He doesn't want to miss any moments that she has.
He does, which is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
He's so sweet about her. And so he's telling this to R-Truth. And so R-Truth is like, oh, well, have you baby-proofed the house? And he's like, what? And, you know, Truth has had 5 kids. And so he understands, you know, you got to protect the baby, which means you got to baby-proof the house. And Ms. and Maurice have not done this yet because they really haven't had a need. She's not mobile yet, so they don't really have to worry about her getting into things. But now that she's in the process of starting to become mobile, now they got to worry. So basically, Truth tells Ms., you know, you just need to, like, make sure that you get the drawer locks and, like, the little covers for the oven knobs and, you know, just standard socket covers, you know, stuff like that. Standard baby proofing stuff. But Ms. being Ms., anything worth doing is worth overdoing. And he gets to the point where he wants to lock down the toilets. Everybody, let's remember that because that plays a factor later in this show.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, R-Truth is like, dude, no. So, cut back to Austin. Maurice wants to go to Evolution. It is vitally important that she goes. Because to her, for her generation of wrestler, they fought so hard for this in a time where the women were an afterthought. They could barely get TV time. So the fact that women are now in the main event, and women are getting their own pay-per-view. All the things that have happened in the women's revolution, this is their night, and she wants to be there because she's one of the longest reigning Divas champions.
Mm-hmm.
She's no longer the longest reigning. She was, I think, for a long time, but she got taken down by AJ and then Nikki. So she is, I think, the third longest. Is that right?
I think so.
But she's one of the longest reigning Divas champions. She was one of the most successful Divas champions they ever had. So it's very important for her to be there. More so, it's important for her to have her daughter there because she wants her daughter to be a part of it. Even though she probably won't remember it, it's important to Maurice that Monroe is there. And of course, they have to look fabulous, right? Like, Maurice can't do anything without looking just amazing. And so she does what any mother with means and income and all those good things would do. She hires a stylist for her daughter.
I didn't know you could, but hey, here we are.
Baby stylists are a thing.
Apparently they are.
I'm in the wrong profession, man. Like, the fact that people can make money being a baby stylist, I just, what? Just what? So anyway, so they hop in the car. Ms. Maurice do, Monroe stays at home, and they hop in the car, and they go to this baby stylist. And when she tells Ms. this, because basically they're talking about evolution and what Maurice is going to wear, and they're going dress shopping from Monroe, because Monroe's going to be on the red carpet for the first time, and they want her to look really cute, and red carpet ready, you know, they're talking about the stylist, and Miz is just running the numbers in his head. You just see the dollar signs just rolling through his brain as Maurice keeps talking. And they kind of cut to him in the interview, and he's like, I don't even have a stylist. My baby, my 6 or 8 month old, however old she is at this point, has a stylist. So they arrive at the store, and it's a very cute store. It has a lot of wonderful, vastly expensive and maybe overpriced baby clothes. I don't know. Again, I'm in the completely wrong profession. But it's this man and this woman that own this store. And they're the baby stylists. And basically they go into detail about how they go on shopping trips to like Europe and all over the world to buy baby clothes and bring them back to the United States, because as the woman that runs the store puts it, there's nowhere good to shop in Austin. And Maurice is like, holy crap, thank you. And Miz is just standing there like, so you import baby clothes from around the world? And the lady's like, yeah, that's what we do. To which, you know, they start looking at said baby clothes, and there is one item in particular, which is this really cool, like, bomber jacket, but it's a baby bomber jacket. You know, it's gold. It's got, like, a little design on the back. It's really neat. It's $500.
Of course it is.
And Maurice wants to buy it. And Miz is just standing there looking at her like, it's $500. She's going to wear it once, and she's going to spit up on it, and that's going to be it. You really want to spend $500 on that. So $5,000 later, you know, the jacket plus a whole bunch of other baby clothes, they get to leave.
Yeah, that's nuts, by the way.
That is insane. I'm sorry. That I love these two, and I love Monroe. She's adorable, but $5,000 on baby clothes? I'm kind of with Miz on this, because Maurice is like yelling George at him the entire time, but like legit, she's going to wear it maybe once or twice before she probably grows out of it.
You know what a good bargain for baby clothes are?
Hmm.
You could probably get a good outfit for $15.
No.
No, yeah. For a regular everyday outfit. If you want to go high end, you can maybe spend $50. High end clothing. You know what I mean?
Well, there's high end and then there's high end.
Right. But babies just spit up on all their clothing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, that is a bit wasteful that you bought $5,000 in baby clothes when she already has a closet full of clothes, and I understand she's constantly growing, and you're constantly having to probably buy stuff for her, but surely you had something at home that could work, because, again, she's just going to outgrow it, or she's going to throw up on it, or, you know, she's going to do other baby functions on it. I mean, that's how it is. It's how babies work. You know, all they do is eat and sleep and puke and poop and pee and
drool and everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know
there's
this.
No control there.
I know this. I have a niece and a nephew. I've experienced all this.
I mean, it's just, that's how it goes. That's babies. That's what they are.
Yeah.
They're adorable as hell, but that's what they do.
That's what they do. Yeah.
So you kind of accept it. So it's a little wasteful in my mind, but it's their money. They can do whatever the hell they want with it. I, you know, honestly, if they would like to send me $5,000, I will give you my address. Go for it, please.
Meaning, I would love it. You want PayPal? We can give you the PayPal. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you can just send that right on over. I got a bathroom that needs to be redone.
There's a donate button, twitch.tv/WTLive. Just click the donate button, boom.
There you go. So as part of the baby proofing effort, Miz sets up a camera so he can see what Monroe sees on her level, so they know exactly what to baby proof, which is smart.
That's smart.
You know, it's basically they run her around the house in her little like walker stroller thingy.
The walker.
And they, whatever it's called. What's it called?
The walker, the baby walker. It's like you stick them in there and they just walk. It has an official name, but it's a walker. It's not a stroller. They push themselves.
Yeah, I don't have kids. I don't know what this thing is called. If you know what it is, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio.
We're at Lynn's Word.
Yeah, because I'm not familiar with the whole baby paraphernalia phenomenon stuff at all. Because again, no kids. So they're walking around and they're following her, and you know, she's basically showing them everything that she can get into, which is quite a lot in their house. And so Miz has a lot to do. And as Monroe was like going around showing them all of this, Miz, Maurice, and Barb, who is Miz's mother, are all crawling around on all fours behind Monroe as she's doing this.
Also, it is just called a baby walker.
Okay, it's a baby walker. There we go. I didn't know if that's what it was called, and it's like, it sounds weird to call it a baby walker, because it sounds like you're taking your baby for a walk, you know, like a dog. So it's like, that doesn't seem like that's right.
There's a baby walker adjustable baby walking harness, safety harness, that you can take them for a walk with. But no, this is just a baby, it's like an activity walker. Some could call it like an activity walker. Anyway, I'm Googling, so just keep going.
You can still tweet us if you'd like. So, as they're doing this and they're going around the house, Marjo shows up.
And
bless Marjo, she's gone to the Cheesecake Factory for lunch. She took an Uber there, had no problems, tries to get an Uber back, and can't get an Uber back.
First called the Miz.
Yeah, she first tried Mike. He didn't answer his phone because he was following Monroe around in a stroller, probably, or in the baby walker, probably. And then, you know, she couldn't get an Uber, and so she finally gets a yellow cab. And the guy does not speak French. So there's a language barrier there. An hour and a half, she waits for this cab, and it takes the dude forever to get her home. And then as she's finishing up telling this story, she's like, why the hell are all y'all on the floor?
She was oblivious to everything that was going on.
Hi, Marjo! Hi! So then we go into the actual baby proofing. So Miz gets the baby gates. He gets the knob protectors. He gets the oven protector. He gets the fridge magnets, mm-hmm. The cabinet magnets. He even gets down to putting locks on the toilets so she can't get in the toilets. Again, everybody remember this. And he puts pool noodles on the sharp corners because, one, they will protect Monroe, and two, pretty colors. And he thinks it looks kind of cool.
She'll like the pretty colors.
Which I'm sure Maurice is like, ah! So, I mean, and he's very proud of himself because he has completely and utterly baby-proofed the house for Monroe. It's Miz-proof. He's very proud of himself.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And, you know, to continue with that pride, he's, again, trying to get her to walk because he wants to see, or not walk, crawl. He wants to see her crawl before he leaves for Europe for 2 weeks. He's desperate to see that. So he buys this device that's almost like little spider legs on wheels. And you hang the baby in a harness, and basically she can crawl or she can push herself along, and she can kind of figure out how to crawl in this device. Well, that gets vetoed real quick.
Yeah, oh yeah, real quick.
Maurice is like, no, you're not putting my baby in that. No. Miz is like, but? And she's like, no. So he has to back off. Like, Miz is really, really, really desperate to see this. He really wants to be there. He really wants to see it. Because he keeps saying throughout the entire episode, she's going to do it when I'm gone. And I'm going to miss it. And while I think he knows that's a part of the life, he doesn't want to miss this. Like, he's desperate to make sure he's there. Because he's a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good dad. And he wants to be a part of his daughter's life while trying to maintain his work schedule. And it's a really, really difficult balance for really both of them to maintain. Because they talked about that at the beginning of the show. Because they're doing the Universal Studios photo shoot for one of the contests that they ran for WWE. And they're talking about how hard it is as parents to maintain a full work schedule and be mom and dad to Monroe. And there's a lot of balance that has to go on. And Maurice, you know, clued us in on the mom guilt. She's like, it's definitely there, but, you know, she's not letting it control her. It's, she has her own career. She has things that she wants to do. Monroe is absolutely first in her life as she is for Miz, but they have their own careers because they have to provide for her. So it's like, you know, I got to make the sacrifices I have to make to do everything that we want to do and have the life that we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both very sensible about it. It's actually kind of an interesting take on it based on what we've seen on Total Divas with Brie and Daniel. It's a very different parenting style.
Oh, yeah.
Very different. So that was interesting to see. So then we hop in the car because, you know, more parenting stuff. Maurice is busy. She can't take Monroe to baby yoga, so Miz, Marjo, and Barb all hop in the car and we're going to baby yoga, and Marjo rips her pants and she's flashing the camera, and Miz is like, God damn it, I can't unsee that.
Yeah, you can't take Marjo anywhere.
I swear. And while they're gone, Marie struggles with the Miz proofing.
Yeah, she's having some issues. And they all were. We had highlights of them all struggling with the Miz proofing. The dishwasher or cabinet was coming out, or drawer was coming out, the toilet, you name it, there were issues.
Maurice jokes about peeing in the sink, and Miz is like, you didn't pee in the sink, did you? And she's just like...
She stares directly in the camera. No, no.
No.
No, but you see that twinkle in the eye. Yeah, she did. You could tell she did.
But she's like, yeah, I'm not going to fully admit to it, but...
Yeah.
You can tell. Plus, she loves to start shit. You just see that in her.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miz arrives at TV. I believe they're in Europe or they're past Europe at this point.
No, the Europe was right after Evolution.
Okay, so right before he goes on the European tour, he's at TV. And he gets a call from Maurice. And his worst fear, or one of his worst fears, has come to pass. Monroe has crawled for the first time. And he's not there. And he's like, oh, damn it. You know, and he's so upset. And of course, Maurice got video for him because the circumstances are, as Maurice was looking at a magazine of houses and she set it down and Monroe crawled right to it and started flipping through it looking at houses.
Of course she did.
It's like, aw, that's so cute. And so Maurice sends Miz the video and Oscar just happens to walk by and Miz is so proud. And he's so excited, but he's really angry at the same time. Well, I shouldn't say angry, but he's really upset at the same time because he missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes him realize a couple things about this whole circumstance. Now, this rewinds back to Maurice, who wants to go to Evolution, but she wants to be a good mom to Monroe, and she's worried about her schedule when she's at Evolution, because she's going to be working all day, doing stuff, and there's nobody really there that can go with them to take care of Monroe. I think Barb is busy and Marjo is busy, and I don't think they have they don't mention any kind of nanny. And Maurice is not going to hire just anybody to take care of her daughter.
Nope.
And so because of the busy schedule and everything that she's got going on, Maurice, earlier in the episode, elects to not go to Evolution as much as she wants to be there. She makes the decision that it's just going to be easier on everybody if she just stays home. Which is heartbreaking for her because she really wanted to go. But at the same time, it's like, I have to do what's best for me and what's best for my daughter. And that's, I'm not going to go. And we'll just deal with it. And that's that. So yeah. Miz decides, well, to hell with that. And he comes home with a box of cupcakes, which Monroe destroys a cupcake and gets it everywhere, and a surprise for Maurice and Monroe. So Monroe opens the little gift that he gives them, and it's a plane.
A plane!
And Maurice is very confused, and this is where Miz tells her, I've changed my travel plans. And I've hired a private jet to take us to Evolution. And while you're doing your thing, I'm going to watch her. So you can have your moment.
Which is awesome.
Can we just talk about this? Like, husband of the year? I mean, this should be perfectly normal, right? Like, every man should do this for their wife. Like, every guy, if you're listening to this and you have children, you should do this for your wife. This should be completely normal behavior, because it is. But the fact of the matter is I know so many men that would not do this for their wife. Mm-hmm. Never mind the private jet. It's just take the baby and watch the baby for the day so she can go off and do her thing. So many men! It's terrible, but like, this was just so amazing that he did that. Because he knows how important it is to her. And he's like, you know what, damn it. You know, it's like her life has been about taking care of Monroe and dealing with his career and the house and everything for the last few years. And he's like, this is your time. This is your moment in the sun. And damn it, we're doing it. It's your turn. And I love that. I really, really, really love that. Like, bravo, Miz. Bravo. Way to be a good husband and father. Very proud of you. At least till we get to the toilet seats. Because, as we know, Miz locked the toilet seats down. Maurice may or may not have peed in the sink, so they removed the toilet seat lock. And, well, Miz is walking around the house after the big announcement, and the toilet seat's up. And he's like, Maurice, did you lift up the toilet seat to mess with me? And she's like, no. And Marjo's been in the casita all day, so gee, I wonder who it could possibly be. And there's Maurice with Monroe, and Monroe's putting her hands in her mother's mouth. And the realization hits them both that Monroe was the one that lifted the toilet seat as she's shoving her hands into her mother's mouth. Maurice immediately puts the baby down. She immediately runs to the bathroom. She just brushes her teeth, you know, and is just standing there trying not to laugh. And as Maurice is standing there in the kitchen brushing her teeth, we close with the question, so I can lock the toilets down again? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, you can. Do it. That's everything right there. And then we go to Evolution, where they take the private jet to Evolution, and, you know, Maurice is showing off Monroe in her very cute little baby dress and shoes and everything, and she's got a nice dress on, and Miz is playing cameraman, and he's taking videos, and he's taking pictures, and he's acting like a paparazzi, and he's asking them all kinds of questions, and just having a lot of fun, and making it, trying to be obnoxious and make it special for both Monroe and Maurice, which I think is really sweet. So, you know, I think that does it. We close the episode with Miz and Maurice and Monroe all laughing and having fun and having a good time at Evolution. And I think, you know, I think this is a really fun episode.
This was a great episode. My favorite part was the whole bathroom thing with Maurice realizing, oh, the hands in the toilet. And yeah.
That's like the most relatable moment ever. Like, I felt like this. When you watch shows like this, their lives are like completely unrelatable in some cases because they live in this really big fancy house. They have this really cool job. They have these really nice cars. But what makes this show so good is just how down to earth these two are or seem to be on the show and just the stuff that they get into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with Monroe, and in terms of just baby-proofing the house. And, you know, last week it was the Wheel of Cheese trying to cook a dinner to impress a friend. And so they buy this obnoxious Wheel of Cheese because they can. Kind of, you know, basically making stupid decisions like that, that we can all just be like, yep, haven't bought a Wheel of Cheese, but I've done something equally stupid. Didn't involve a chainsaw either, but yep, been there. And that's what I love about this show. Is it just like, yep, mm-hmm. I can relate to that.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Which I feel like some of the other reality shows are kind of maybe losing that touch a little bit. I don't know. I mean, the $5,000 on the baby clothes, that's a little much for me.
Yeah, it's a little much.
But, you know, everything else, I love this episode. This was great.
I enjoyed this. This, without doubt, as I continue to say, is the greatest show on television.
This show really makes me love The Miz.
Yeah.
And Maurice, I've always loved Maurice, but this show makes me love The Miz because you see what he's like outside of WWE and how different he is from the character. And he's just a wonderful human being. Like, he's so sweet. And he's absolutely nuts about Maurice and Monroe, which is so cute. Like, he would do anything for them.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Especially if he had the right tool.
Well, you see, anyway.
Anyway, but I think that does it for episode 16. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Rock Radio Show, rockradioshow.com, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Catch the Rock live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. And for more exciting content, visit wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com. If you're into Fortnite, want to help support the network and me and all that fun stuff, use credit code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on all the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition, episode 16, right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back next week with episode 17. Till then, bye!